Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
Do you have the right to become a child of God? If not, you better get it.
Be Holy.
All right, listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. We're glad that you're here, and here with us. All right. Woo! Yes. Today's a great day, great day. It's a great day to know that you're there, know that you can hear me. And if you had a broadcast, I could hear you. Listen, this is a great day. Keep up and moving. Hey, did you go grab those donuts like I told you the other week? Did you go and grab something for somebody to make somebody else's day a great day? Did you do that? Listen, you're okay. You're called Christian, right? You know, you're a believer, right? So you're supposed to act like God. You're supposed to make a great day for somebody else. No, maybe not the donuts will make everybody's day great. No, maybe some coffee might not make everybody's day a great day. But hey, that's something that you can do to lighten somebody's spirit for that day. You never know what people are going through. You never know what people are going through. Just a simple thing like a bottle of ice water or some water or some bottled water, something, you know, a coffee, a fountain drink, something that to change, especially people you get into an argument with. If you get into an argument with anybody, give it about 10 minutes, an hour, 2 hours later on in the day or something, and then, you know, bring them something to eat or something to, as a sign of peace. Even though you might not agree about this one thing, at least you agreed not to, you don't know, here, how's it say it? How do you say it? You agree not to agree. There you go. You agree not to agree, and maybe you guys can talk about it later. Hey, I don't know. It's all about having a great day. Don't let anything put you down. Always stay up. Keep moving. That's why we need you to head on over to podbean.com and download the broadcast and share alike. You understand what I'm saying to you? So, hey, help me to have a great day. Go share some of these broadcasts. Go share it. And listen, maybe you don't feel comfortable, you know, bringing things to people to, you know, help them have a better day. I don't know. Maybe you don't feel like that. Hey, somebody's got to do it. If you don't do it, I hope somebody does it to you. Hope somebody brings you something that'll really make your day great, and then you'll feel better about doing that same thing for somebody else. Oh, yeah, yeah. All right, now, we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk today about, let's see, believing and if you have the right to become a child of God. Now, everybody should have a right. You know, Jesus died for everybody, right? So the opportunity is there for everybody, but you don't have the right until you believe. You believe and accept him, you know, accept what he says and you know, try to start obeying it. You just accept it. You know, we accept the law here in this land. You know, it's a law. You hire an attorney. They'll tell you, yeah, this is a law, this, that, and the other. You got to obey it. And we'll accept those things, you know, but when it comes to God, when God says, hey, this is what I need you to do, and this is what would be best for you and your family, do this, that, and the other. Well, we tend to, well, Lord, let me pray about it. Who are you gonna pray to? He just told you what to do. You know, I gotta pray about it to see if that's, no. If the Lord tells you, you better do it. All right, now, still, ask him if you want to. That's the best thing. Always ask him. Don't listen to me. You ask God. God will always lead you and guide you on everything. But we're gonna read this verse here at St. John chapter 1. We hardly ever go to John that often, but here, look, St. John chapter 1, we'll start at verse number 12, I think. Yeah, we'll start at verse number 12, St. John chapter 1, verse 12. But to all who believed him and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God. To all of those who believed him and accepted him. You know, it's one thing to believe what he says, but you don't accept it. You know, your team lost. You know they lost, but you don't accept it. Whether it be basketball, football, tennis, soccer, whatever it is, your team that you love, you know they lost, and you know it. You believe they lost, but you don't accept that they lost. You get what I'm saying to you? So a lot of times people know that the truth about what God is saying, but they don't accept it. You know, they don't. They won't take it in and say, okay, well, that's what he said. I just got to start, you know, doing it. I got to push myself to start doing it. Because I was telling someone the other day, I said, listen, your body don't want to do what's right. Your body never wants to do what's right. It wants to do what it wants to do. And that's your body, right? That's your body, your choice. Listen, you do whatever you want. Now, when it comes down to this, doing what is right, you have to make your body do what's right, because your body don't want to listen to what's right. It don't want to watch what's right. It doesn't want to hear what's right. It doesn't want to do what's right. It just doesn't want to. But all you can do is push your body and train it to do what is right. That's all you can do. So you can believe God and not accept him, you know, but you're still not receiving that right to, you know, become a child of God. You're still learning, you know, if you will. You know, now if God says, hey, you can be a child of God and don't believe me and don't accept me, that's up to God. But according to what is written here, until he changes this, this is what we can go by. We can go by this, and that's where we can start with our questions to him. Hey, God, is this what you said? Is this what you mean? You said if we believe and accept, then we have the right to become children of God. You know, that means my uncle can become a child of God, even though regardless of what he's done and where he's been. My sister, she can be a child of God regardless of where she's been and what she said. And, you know, God, is this true? And if this is true, then I got to tell them that, hey, you can still become a child of God regardless of where you've been. You can tell. Listen, it ain't always about having a pulpit. It ain't always about having to broadcast a podcast over podbean.com. Hello. It's not always about that. Simply telling somebody, hey, you can still become a child of God. All you got to do is believe him and accept it. As long as you accept what he's saying and start doing it, hey, he gives you the right to become a child of God, regardless of what you've said in the past, what you've done in the past, who you've done it to in the past. You still have a right to become a child of God. Now, you might still have to pay for some of those things that you did in the past or whatever, you know. I mean, that's how it is. It's just certain things just come back around. But you still have the right to become a child of God, and God can fix all of that. God can fix it all, but we've got to change. We as people, we have to change. We can't just go around quoting the Bible and not accepting it. We just walk around preaching and don't do it ourselves. We can't just do things like that. God is expecting us to not only believe, but to accept it, right? Verse number 13, they are reborn, not with a physical birth resulting from human passion or plan, but a birth that comes from God. See, there's one birth that's a physical birth that we all go through. And then there's another birth that only the children of God go through, you know. So the children of God generally have two births. And so that born again thing is what you have to do. You know, you have to be born again. Ain't that what he told Nicodemus? You have to be born again. You have to be born again. And if you don't want to do that, how you going to see the kingdom? How you going to enter? You're not going, you know, you got to go through all these things. This is all a part of it. And so you can't born yourself. Or birth yourself. You get what I'm saying? You have to ask God to rebirth you. Hey, how about that? To rebirth, you ask God to do that. So that you're going to have the right to become a child of God. That's all you have to do. Believe and accept him. You know, do what you have to do. You know, there's nothing spooky. There's nothing, you know, we got to go to church every Sunday. You know, it's good that you go to church and be around the believers every Sunday. And hear somebody proclaiming things about God and have God use them to say things to you. That's good. That's real good to do. But that's not how you gauge your birthright. That's not how you gauge if you have one. 13 again. They are reborn, not with a physical birthing resulting, not with a physical birth resulting from human passion or plan, but a birth that comes from God. 14. So the word became human and made his home among us. Jesus is the word. Jesus is the word of God. So that same word became human. So that word was spirit before, and then it became human and made its home among us. It was spirit before, and then it made its home amongst us, right?
He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness. Unfailing love and faithfulness. And we have seen his glory, the glory of the Father's one and only Son. We've seen that glory. We've seen the miracles. We've seen that body. We've seen him do these things. That same word that they're talking about that became flesh. They saw him. That was that glory of God, that glory of the Father, the glory of his Son, right? That's what the body is called, the Son. So, and we have seen his glory, the glory of the Father's one and only Son. That body, they've been talked about for years that it was coming. It was talked about for years. And so now he's there. And he, well, who knows at this point when John wrote this, whether he was there or not. But it says here, so the word became human and made his home amongst us. And he was full of unfailing love and faithfulness. And we have seen his glory. Verse number 15, John testified about him when he shouted to the crowds. We're talking about John the Baptist now. This is not the same John that's writing this. This is talking about John the Baptist. John testified about him when he shouted to the crowds. This is the one I was talking about when I said someone is coming after me who is far greater than I. Far greater than I am. And he existed long before me. Talking about that same word, that same Jesus. That same Jesus, that same Jesus. And somebody will say, oh, that's, see, I told you. There's a quadrinity or a quadrinity and something else. Hey, no. There's only one God. Remember that. There's only one Spirit. There's only one Lord, one faith and one baptism. There's only one. So that same Lord that has now the word, he made himself a home amongst us. And they saw him. That's what they were talking about. We testified about him day to day. That's what John was talking about when he was talking about he was shouting to the crowds. This is the one that I was talking about when I said someone is coming after me who is far greater than I am. For he existed long before me. Jesus existed long before John the Baptist, long before the Bible, long before Genesis. Talk about Jesus, man. Talk about Jesus. Verse number 16. From his abundance, we have all received one gracious blessing after another. After his abundance. From his abundance, we've received one gracious blessing after the other. Talking about Jesus. Listen, if you don't believe and accept him by now, you know, you still got work to do. It's still got time. You still got, as long as you can hear me, you have time. And if God gives you time after this, it's up to him. But listen, believe him.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Join the discussion on Facebook at Be Holy Broadcast. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Tune in next week.
Be holy.